B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
What's up, Doug?
How's it going?
Good, man. Talk to us. How'd your date go? What's up, Doug?
How's it going?
Good, man. Talk to us. How'd your date go?
It's good, man. I've been seeing this girl, Lisa, for a couple weeks now. I feel like we have a real connection. We met online. We've been going out to dinner. I've been, like, you know, doing the whole gentleman thing and being real sweet with her. She's got a little boy. I've been getting close with him. He's cool. He's all right, you know. But, yeah, I feel like we have a real relationship established. But, like, all of a sudden, out of the blue, she's, like, totally MIA. Like, I don't know where she is. She's not really getting back to me. She's being very vague. And I'm just like, what's up? I feel like we had a thing. I've been nice to your kid. And now, like, you're not even returning my call.
Well, I would hope you'd be nice to our kid.
Yeah.
Well, no. I mean, of course I'm nice to her kid. We have a nice rapport. We're cool.
Okay, so turn back the clock a little bit. Last time you guys hung out, did you do anything weird that you think would have turned her off? Or, like, if we call her up, right, and she says, nah, I hate that guy, and we say, why, what do you think she would say if you had to guess anything?
Honestly, I feel like, you know, either she's nervous or she's scared of commitment because, like, we're getting close now, or, like, hopefully she hasn't met anyone else, but, like, I feel like I'm really trying to put myself on the line for this person and go for it, and it's just strange to me that, like, I haven't heard from her.
Did at any point you...
No, I'm sure he probably didn't take out his...
No, none of that.
Okay.
No. Did you shove a crab rangoon up her asking permission first?
All right.
Did you?
He didn't answer you.
All right, hang on. We'll call her next. Second date update on the 10.
Now back to the second date update on the 10.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
We just spoke to Doug. He sounds like a nice guy, man. He's confused because he's been hanging out with this girl, Lisa, for a while now. And he said he's being really cool with her. He likes her son. So, okay, well, here's this thing. He says that nothing weird happened between them and that he thinks maybe it's her being afraid of kind of taking it to the next level. Is that what you're saying, Doug?
I'm just wondering if there's a reason. Maybe that's it.
I hope that's not it. That's kind of boring. But anyway, stay quiet. We're going to call her right now.
Hi.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Hi.
Who's this?
Hi. Oh, sorry to wake you up. We're actually calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. And can I just explain to you why we're calling you?
You're calling me. This is a radio station?
Yes, but
why
I can. We got your phone number from a gentleman who likes you and would love to take you out on a nice date. And the reason we're calling you is because we're willing to pay for it. So we know that you're very busy. You know, you're a single mom and everything. So you tell us when you can make this date. You tell us where you'd like to go. And we'll pay for the whole thing, reserve it all. And, you know, worst case scenario, you get a nice date.
Okay, well, I don't even know what guy you're talking about. And I don't even know, like, got my number. And I'm confused by this.
I can tell you.
We'll fill you all in.
Yeah, so the guy gave us your number because you know him. So it's not even like... You know, I'm going to tell you his name.
Okay.
Doug.
Yeah.
Yes, you'll go out with Doug again?
I don't think so.
Oh, why?
Yeah, you got us all excited.
I know. Why not? Yeah. He said he was, he was hoping that perhaps you guys could, I don't know, take your relationship to the next level. Because he said he felt like you guys were really hitting it off.
Well, I thought so too, and I introduced him to my son, and that's a lot for me. And my son had a very important basketball game last weekend, and he promised my son he was going to go, and they were talking about it, and, you know, we were going to go after dinner after, and he made a big deal out of it, and my son was excited, and he never showed. And then, you know, I got upset because my son was upset, and I looked on his social media, and he was doing, like, video games, posting it at the same time. And I think that was so shitty.
You're upset, Lisa?
So because
that's
he,
the reason?
Wow, hold on a second. Doug, Lisa, Doug's on the phone. We didn't... you weren't supposed to come in yet, Doug. So let's recap here. You said that he was supposed to go to your son's basketball game, and he did it, but what was he doing instead?
He was playing video games.
He posted it that he was.
Look, I said I was going to come, but, like, your son doesn't even play. And he was crying afterwards? What the
Are you serious? Come on.
Oh, that's where we're going.
And you know what? He did play. He did play. And he was looking for you. And he doesn't have a male role model in his life. And he got to like you. And I really thought that you cared about him.
Yeah, I cared about him, but maybe he needs to improve his game and I'll come watch.
Oh my God.
Okay, see the two colors. You see the two colors of people. See?
I was just being honest. You know, I told you from the jump, I'm going to be honest. And, like, look, the boy needs to work on his game. I don't even know why you have him playing basketball in the first place.
Why say you're going to go?
Because, second of all, why did you schedule the basketball game on the time that I had the online tournament?
Oh, yeah, because she's in charge of the high school, of the schedule.
And there it is. You know what? There's been little red flags showing up, like selfish behavior, and you turning around on yourself when I'm trying to have a conversation with you. And you know what? I try to overlook it. I don't want to be judgmental. You know what? I haven't known you that long, but guess what, asshole? I wouldn't go out with you again if you had $1 million.
She is so pissed.
You're acting like I missed the NBA Finals Game 7 or something. The kid is a bench warmer. I don't even think the coach knows he's on the team. Is he on the team?
Oh, my God.
Okay, wow. What if we said, okay, listen, everyone just calm down. Lisa, he'll make it to the next game. Now that he knows how important it is, you know, it was a mistake. He'll make it to the next game. What do you say about going on another date with Doug?
No.
Tell you what, I'm not even sorry that I missed the stupid basketball game because I crushed it in Fortnite and I won like $750. So you can go f*** yourself, Lisa.
Tomorrow on the Second Date Update on the 10th.
If you're on the fence about dating somebody who already has kids, you might want to listen to tomorrow's Second Date Update on the 10th because that might convince you not to do it, all right? Listen to it 8:10 right here. Get up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.